put a person only into fear, immediately this person goes into depression. You find so many times the non-Muslims, as they get towards the old age, the latter age, now they got nobody for them, they feel they don't have the health in their favor, and the children have just abandoned them in old age homes. Many of them go away into depression, because now that's the end of the world, the end of the life, that's the end of everything for them. Whereas a Muslim, now that's the beginning, he's getting closer and closer to the beginning of life. If Allah Pak mentioned Alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayat, Allah Pak has created death and Allah Pak has created life. One of the explanations ulama give in Surah Tabarak, we read this ayat. One of the explanations, Allah says, I created death and then I created life. But this life actually is death. It's like as though we're going through a phase of death. And when our eyes actually close, that's when the real life starts. Therefore Allah Pak has mentioned maut first. So this is actually like a death period. When our eyes actually close, then we'll see a real life. So therefore a Muslim, as he gets closer and closer, and he gets more excited and more happy, so he doesn't go into a depression. So therefore his focus now moves away from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more onto the hope. So this is the explanation ulama give. As a person is getting older and he's getting closer to that time when he may leave this world, obviously a person can leave any time, but as he's getting older now, he's definitely getting closer. So then his focus should go more from the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more to the hope. So this it creates some excitement and happiness in his heart. He doesn't go into this depression. So anyway, we did the hadith on Idbar ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, wa humi man shahida badran. This Idbar ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, he was a person who was present in the battle of Badr. He said, kuntu usalli li qawmi bani Salim. I was the imam of my tribe, bani Salim. وكان يحول بيني وبينهم وإذا جاءت الأمطار فيشق علي اجتيازه قبل مسجدهم. He said, but what was between where I was staying and this masjid that we used to perform salah, where I was the imam, there was a valley there. And when it would rain, then that valley would get full of water. It became very hard for me to go across. So he came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, إِنِّي أَنْكَرْتُ بَصَرِي وَإِنَّ الْوَادِي الَّذِي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ قُومِي يَسِيلُ إِذَا جَاءَتِ الْأَمْطَارِ فَيَشُقُّ عَلَيْهِ اِجْتِيَازُهُ. He said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, between me and where I'm staying, this valley is there. When it rains, it becomes very hard for me to go. I got very weak eyesight. He was an old person. فَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّكَ تَأْتِي فَتُصَلِّي فِي بَيْتِي مَكَانًا اتَّخَذَهُ مُصَلَّى. O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, come to my house. I wish to make a place into a, like a jamaat khana at home. I wish to make that place at home and I want you to perform some salah there. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ سَأَفْعَلُ. وَنَبِي عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَسَلَّمَ he accepted. فَغَدَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ بَعْدَ مَا اشْتَدَّ النَّهَارُ. So after the heat of the day, the next day they went, when it was very, just after it was very hot, they went. وَاسْتَأْذَنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَأَذِنْتُ لَهُ. نبي عليه الصلاة والسلام asked permission to enter. It teaches us one thing, that despite our maqam and our height, if we go to somebody's place, always get permission before you enter. فَلَمْ يَجْلِسْ حَتَّى قَالَ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not sit down until he asked, أَيْنَ يُحِبُّ أَنْ أُصَلِّيَ مِنْ بَيْتِكَ. Where do you wish that I must perform salah in your house? فَأَشَرُتُ لَهُ إِلَى الْمَكَانِ الَّذِي أُحِبُّ. So he's saying, I indicated to which spot I want Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to perform salah. فَقَامَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَكَبَّرَ وَصَفَّنَا وَرَاءَهُ. So then he explains that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam read salah and we read salah behind him. When he made salam, we made salam. And then what had happened was Idban ibn Malik radiallahu anhu had prepared something called, he prepared a khazira, a dish. This is a dish that is made with flour and fatty pieces of meat. So pieces of some flour and meat, he prepared a dish. And he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stay behind. One of the things we explain is when people come to our homes, then we should try and serve them something. We should try and be hospitable to the guests. This is from the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This sahabi had called Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam home, and after he had performed salah, he asked him to sit. What had happened was now the neighbors all had heard that Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam has come to this house. Naturally, if some great person comes to our town and people here, everyone wants to go to visit. So all the people came to this person's house to visit. So one person, فقال رجل ما فعل مالك لا أراه فقال رجل ذلك منافق لا يحب الله ورسوله. One person asked, where is Malik? And in the whole crowd there, one person asked, where is this person Malik? He's missing from here. So another person replied that Malik you're asking about, this Malik is a munafiq. He doesn't like Allah Pak and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, don't expect to see him here. Now the moment Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard this, فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقول ذلك. Don't say that. In other words, he honored the respect of a fellow brother and he stopped somebody from saying something wrong. Something for us to remember very often with the WhatsApp and the other social media. People are being named, people are being shamed unnecessarily. People have been, for no reason, people's izzat is being taken away. If we are in a position to stop it like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did, immediately stop it and say this is not correct. Let us discuss something else, or let us better not discuss anything if a person is on those. Better for him not to be on those platforms, but if for some reason he's there, this is what he should be doing. He should say, let us not discuss anything and save ourselves from the sin. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, لا تقول ذلك. Immediately he nipped it in the bud. He said, don't say that. ألا تراه قال لا إله إلا الله يبتغي بذلك وجه الله. Do not you see that this person, he says لا إله إلا الله, desiring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فقال الله ورسوله أعلم. So this person replied, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. أما نحن فوالله ما نرى وده ولا حديثه إلا إلى منافقين. As far as what we are seeing outwardly, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this person's inclinations and his speech is all what the munafiqeen are doing and saying. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام replied, فإن الله قد حرم على النار. Allah Pak has made the fire of Jahannam haram upon a person. What he does, من قال لا إله إلا الله يبتغي بذلك وجه الله. That person who says لا إله إلا الله, desiring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak has made the fire of Jahannam haram upon him. In other words, if Allah Pak has made the fire of Jahannam haram upon him, how can you accuse such a person? So to teach us that we are not in a position to accuse anybody when it comes to the matters of imaniyat, because this is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's hadith, and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu qala qadima Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi sabyin fa'idha imra'atu min as-sabi tas'a. Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu is saying that a group of prisoners were brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the conquest of Makkah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went and he conquered the tribe of Hawazin. And from this tribe, the prisoners were brought. So when the prisoners were brought, there was a woman that was frantically looking for her child, her baby, infant. She was frantically looking, where is my baby in this crowd? إِذْ وَجَدَتْ صَبِيًّا فِي السَّبِيِّ أَخَذَتْهُ فَأَلْزَقَتْهُ بِبَطْنِهَا فَأَرْضَعَتْهُ. So when she found her child, the first thing she did was she picked up the child, she grabbed the child and put the child against the bosom, and she started breastfeeding the child. Naturally, every mother, thinking the child was lost, must be hungry, and out of love for the child, she grabbed the child, put it, and she tried to feed the child, or she fed the, breastfed the child. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَتَرُونَ هَذِهِ الْمَرْأَةَ طَارِحَةً وَلَدَهَا فِي النَّارِ. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, now to give an example to the Sahaba, he said, do you ever think that this mother will take her child and throw the child in a fire? Do you ever think this mother that found her child and grabbed the child with so much of love and is feeding, do you ever think that she'll take her child and throw her child in a fire? فَقُلْنَا لَا وَاللَّهِ. We said, oh Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, never. By the qasam of Allah, this mother will never do such a thing. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, فَقَالْ لَاللَّهُ أَرْحَمُ بِعِبَادِهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ بِوَلَدِهَا. مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more rahmat, Allah has more compassion, more mercy on His servants than this mother has for her child. More compassion, more mercy Allah has for His servant than this mother has for her child. Can you see what a beautiful example Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us, giving us hope. They don't ever lose hope. If a mother can't throw her child in the fire, where will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish a Muslim unnecessarily? Allah Pak won't do this. Allah Pak has got so much of love, teaching us that we should strive more. If Allah Pak is willing to display so much of love for us, how much of obedience we should be prepared to do in order to reciprocate that love and that muhabbat that Allah Pak is showing us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.